This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and we're doing the second hour of this live Saturday edition. We got time for you. If you want to join us here on the radio, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. New Zealand government agents talking about banning semi-automatic rifles, apparently, now. It's Ian and Mark here in the studio tonight. We'll take your calls and thoughts. This, of course, in the wake of a massive slaughter of innocent people. Apparently, at least 50 have died at the hands of what appears to be just one gunman at this point. Even though some other arrests have been made, news that has come out since then has shown that those people may have just simply been other folks who were armed either legally or illegally in the vicinity of the shooter, not anyone else who was actually involved.
And the government dislikes that so much that they've actually arrested one guy who armed himself and was saving kids.
That's right, and then they shamed him publicly for it.
Yeah.
So we can talk to you. Our number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We've got Mike in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, Mike.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Listen, I just want to tell you, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
All right. Well, what are you going to do about it?
What are you mad about?
Well, I'll tell you something. There's something that needs to be banned even more than guns do, because these items have affected me personally, as well as millions and, in fact, billions of people around the world, and these inanimate objects have hurt literally millions and millions of people and continue to do so on a daily basis. They need to be banned. How's that?
Cigarettes?
No.
Tell me, what is it?
Forks, spoons, and knives. That's
dangerous.
Why I'm overweight.
You can put an eye on that stuff.
Those dead gum forks, spoons, and knives, those inanimate objects have got to be banned.
So what you're saying is you have no self-control whatsoever, and you need the government. You need the government to come along and make a better life for you.
Not saying
that's exactly right. I'm blaming it on the fork, spoons, and knives. It has nothing to do with me.
Right. You didn't pick up the fork. It just did it all on its own.
Last night I ate more than half a pizza by myself. I didn't use a fork or a knife.
That's a good point. Ban hands.
Well, that's about the same logic as banning an inanimate object.
It is. It's a great point. It's a great point. You're absolutely right. You know, these are tools that in most cases, are used for self-defense. They're used for people to save themselves from a violent act being committed or to save another person.
More than a million times a year in the United States, according to a government report from the 90s.
Right. And that's it's a tough statistic to, negotiate.
It's the only one we've got.
Right. Because you never know how many times it's really used. You could say maybe at least a million because a lot of people don't report. If they pull a gun on a criminal or would-be criminal in a dark parking lot and scare that person away, no shot is fired, then that's not going to, in a lot of cases, they're not going to call the cops to let them know. They're just going to go home
right
after that.
If that was in Chicago, you better be careful.
Well, there was a famous actor that said one time, and I subscribe to his quote, "Out of my cold, dead hands, you can have my gun."
Thank you, Mike, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Bill, listening to WIBC FM in Indianapolis. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how are you guys tonight? Thanks for taking
call. Go ahead.
Thanks for letting me pick your brain for a second.
Please.
It sounds like Trump is an absolute fool for not using this to pivot and say, this is more of an immigration issue for New Zealand. The guy was from Australia, right? Shouldn't we be taking a better look at people coming in instead of looking at it as a gun issue? I think we're all kind of missing the mark.
That would have stopped Trump it, right? Instead, he'd have had to have shot up in a mosque in Australia instead if he couldn't move to New Zealand, right?
Well, I'm just saying, You know what I mean? Is it a gun issue, really, or is it an immigration issue? Both
no, it's
ways.
A psychopath issue is what it is.
Yeah, restricting humans from traveling across political lines isn't going to stop crime.
No.
Right, and I've listened to you guys before, and I kind of figured that would be the way. But thanks for taking my call and let me get in there.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, Bill. Appreciate it, man. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We continue. Sydney is listening in Indianapolis, also to WIBC-FM. Hello, Sydney.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I am just, I'm listening to this segment about New Zealand government wanting to ban automatic weapons entirely. And
semi-automatic. Semi-automatic, just to be clear. Yeah.
Weapons. One, it's not a gun issue. It's not an immigration issue. It's a people issue. Mm-hmm. We are living in a society right now that has completely desensitized our youth to death in its entirety. Like, I'm 21 years old, and I grew up watching kids that I was babysitting playing first-person shooter games, and they were watching this quite realistic vision of death in front of them, and they were completely unfazed. We are creating this this mentality that we shouldn't fear guns, that we shouldn't have a respect for guns. And I think by saying, oh, well, guns are the issue, guns aren't the issue. You take away the gun, the man still has a fist. He still has a knife. He still has a will to do harm. It is about teaching society how to properly help one another and not instilling fear in one another, because the one singular thing stronger than fear is hope. If we can instill hope in one another that we can create a better tomorrow, that we can educate one another, that we can love one another based on the simple fact alone that we're all human beings, then we'd have a better society. But that's in an idealistic, perfect world.
I like what you're saying there. I like the idea. And, Mark, you touched on fear as a real detrimental concept that governments love to spread. These hate groups love to spread fear.
Yeah, and any organization that wants to set people apart. I tend to agree with what you say, too.
And the opposite.
I would like to point out that crime has gone down over time. Violent crime has gone down over time. That we actually have fewer shootings and fewer people are dying from gun violence in the United States.
Despite the violent video games.
I couldn't tell you what's going on in New Zealand. I'm not an expert at that, but even with violent video games,
yeah,
I understand
cautious.
Where you're coming from. I do think. Well, when I was a kid, we'd watch the Bruce Lee movies and run around trying to karate chop people,
yeah.
Right? I'm not going to say media has nothing to do with these things. At the same time, I don't. What we can see is that crime's gone down as first-person shooters have gotten more popular. So I'm not entirely sure that we can. I wouldn't want to blame it on this generation. I don't want to blame it on those sorts of things. What I do want to say is that we do have to education's the way to look here, and as people feel they're being ostracized from society, they're going to lash out.
I think it's interesting to say that it's desensitization. I would be very cautious to blame any kind of media, whether they be video games or violent movies or anything like that, because psychopaths have always existed, and these are people who have no empathy for other human beings. So if there's anything that's been
Absolutely.
Desensitized, it is humans being desensitized from the humanity of their fellow man. And that's
Absolutely.
Being done by these hate groups, by the governments, who want you to believe that the Islamists are your enemy, or they want you to believe that, fill in the blank.
Well, some fat kid living in his mom's basement who goes on 4chan is your enemy.
Apparently now that's the case. Yeah, I don't know if he was fat, but did you see a picture of him?
I didn't see a picture of him, but the idea out there is that there's this angry white male that is, bubbling, just ready to bubble over at any moment and, take down your... I saw memes just like that, and they're out there. They're if you think you can figure somebody out by looking at them,
mm-hmm.
you probably have strayed off on in the wrong direction.
Sydney, good call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us here tonight. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you. And we've actually got a couple folks on the Discord, so we're going to get to that here in just a bit. You can jump into the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm, and that is where the conversation continues both before, during, and after the show, so be sure you check that out. It is a free, one of the myriad of free services that you get here from Free Talk Live. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free. All the archives that you can download. that you could possibly listen to. Video footage from the YouTube channels, Twitches, and all that. Head over to freetalklive.com as we continue with your calls and thoughts on not just the New Zealand slaughter, this horrifying killing that's been going on, but your calls about anything are welcome here on Free Talk Live. Open phones every night. 855 450 free. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial on in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. The number here is 855-450-FREE. It's brought to you by Bitcoin.com, your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. It's an exhausting website. There's actually a lot over there at Bitcoin.com. But if you're brand new to Bitcoin, check out their Bitcoin Academy. It'll help walk you through some of the basics. And there's also instructions on how to choose a Bitcoin wallet and buy Bitcoin. And they'll show you where you can spend your Bitcoin, read the latest news, or engage with the community on their Bitcoin forum. Just get on over to Bitcoin.com. It's not too late to get into the world of cryptocurrency. Even though Bitcoin did cross $4,000 per coin, I think that was earlier today, that sounds like it's out of your reach. Well, it's okay. You don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. If you want to get into crypto and Bitcoin, you can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. You can buy as little as, you know, 10 or 20 bucks worth, depending on where and how you do it. So head over to Bitcoin.com to get started as we continue with your calls and thoughts. We'll go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line here on our Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, I wanted to go a little bit down that road Mark brought up earlier about fear being used to control us.
Yeah.
And part of that is this fear of immigrants. And I want to take on two of the major arguments against allowing Islamic immigrants into this country. Number one, they say, oh, they're going to multiply and have more kids than us, and they're going to outnumber us. And number two is that their children are going to be Muslim terrorists. Number one, with the multiplication factor, is it's not because a guy can have four wives or whatever, that they can have more children. It's really not the case, because offspring are determined by the number of women available, on the number of females. That's true in any husbandry or farming or whatever you do. It's not dependent on the guy. It's dependent on how many women there are. So if you only have one woman and one guy, they can only make so many babies, right? And he can't have four wives if there's only one of each immigrating into the country.
One guy and four women isn't going to have more children than four guys and four women.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, but anyway, this whole idea that just because they're allowed more wives, they're going to have more children, it doesn't even...
Well, legalize polygamy. I mean, look, if that's what the fear is, then let the Mormons start to have a bunch of wives or whatever, or whoever it is that wants to have multiple husbands or wives. They should be free to do that, too. Anybody of any religious belief or none whatsoever should be able to do that. Even if it's true, let's accept as true that the Muslims are having more kids than the Christians are. Where's all the terrorism exactly? You know, these people have been coming here for decades. So, those kids have grown up.
Yeah, but it can't be true anyway, because 50% of the population is women and 50% is men. So, mm-hmm. I mean, sooner or later, somebody's going to not have a wife because somebody else has two wives.
But I'll say this.
It works out that way.
Muslims definitely are not afraid of having a bunch of kids. I mean, Will Coley, who has been a co-host here on Free Talk Live, he's got five kids. I mean, as far as the people that I know in my life with children, Will Coley has the most children.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I saw someone in the mall today that had six kids, and they were not Muslim.
Okay.
So, and the other thing is this idea that their children are going to become terrorists.
Right,
they're going to become extreme Muslims.
Because that's ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. I mean, we have a lot of patients in our clinic who are Muslim immigrants. Mm-hmm. And they come in to us, the parents can't speak very good English. The kids come in as translators. Mm-hmm. Guess what? The girls that come in as translators, the young girls, they're not wearing grandma may be wearing a hijab, mm-hmm. but the kids are not wearing
a headscarf.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing, I guess, from head to toe, you know. But Muslims. Yeah. Yeah, the young Muslims will maybe have a modest headscarf. They might be wearing a dress that goes above the knee, and you know, my wife will even say to them, "Well, are you supposed to be wearing that?" And she just kind of shrugs, you know, because the young people always rebel against the parents, including Muslim young people. Always. This has been the case.
It's the way of the world.
Since time immemorial, young people rebel against their parents. So to think that the young Muslim kids are all going to grow up and be terrorists is absolutely absurd. Now, there might be one or two, but then there might be one or two white people that grow
absolutely.
Up to be terrorists, too. So it's...
Guess
it's
what? Psychopaths exist within all religious belief systems, and they're still a very small minority of any one of them.
The fear is a tool used to divide us so that we don't concentrate on the true enemy of liberty, and that's the Gunnerment.
Yep.
It always is the Gunnerment. It's never your next door neighbor. They can't take away your liberty.
Absolutely.
Well, they can vote.
Yeah, for whatever good that does.
Well, voting doesn't take away your liberty. That's just what people do to try to control the government. The government and their demands and people's obedience to them is what destroys
liberty.
Well,
let's not forget what the government is.
It's a government of people.
Right. That's right. And so it's people's obedience to people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
People who are no better
arbitrary
than
arbitrary rule right. of other human beings whose S stinks too. Thank you, Gene, for your call tonight. That's Gene, the Christian Anarchist. He hangs out on our Discord and sounded great, almost like he's sitting here in the studio with us, which he has been known to do in the past. You can go to the Discord server and join him over at discord.lrn.fm as we continue here. Let's go to Pat in Michigan. Pat, where are you calling from tonight?
Northern Michigan, just by the Thunder Bay, south of the Mitten.
Excellent. Welcome. You're on Free Talk Live.
All right. Well, I just retrieved from my archives, I must have gotten it in the mail a long time ago, a movie called Obsession.
Okay.
And it is the radical Islam's war against the West. Right. And it, basically what it comes down to, as far as the numbers, there's a billion Muslims in the world. 15% of them have been radicalized.
Where'd you get that number from?
Well, off this movie.
Okay. And what? Okay. What year was this movie made?
I'm only about 30 minutes. I'm only about 30 minutes into it. No, these, this all seems pretty factual. I mean, they're showing clerics and their rants and, you know, the hatred and the
Oh, I'm sure you can find that. I wouldn't claim that you couldn't find that. I just don't. This 15% of a billion people is a lot of people.
Yeah, there's no evidence that there's that many people.
And they're spread all over the world. So there's basically small war fronts everywhere.
I mean, who was it that made the claim?
15%. This thing was mailed out of New York, believe it or not. I can't believe it came from...
No, I'm asking you, when you were watching the movie, you said you watched a half an hour of this movie that you called to tell us about, called Obsession, and that the claim was made that 15% of Muslims have been radicalized. I would like to know who made the claim.
I didn't.
Was it somebody who was being interviewed in the movie? Was it the narrator of the film?
No. It was probably a quote from some news, or I don't know.
Okay,
I don't
so
know.
So you don't know. So this is one of the things that you got to be careful with.
All I'm saying is this thing was seen on CNN and Fox.
It doesn't matter to me where it was shown.
9/11.
Yeah, sure. It just sounds like straight up propaganda. Okay, and that's what documentaries are all about. And I say that as somebody who is a documentary producer. Okay, thank you, Pat, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. When you make a documentary film, there's a certain narrative that goes along with that documentary film. Most documentaries aren't known for, you know, presenting both sides of an issue in a fair light. And so, if somebody makes a claim in a movie, that doesn't necessarily mean that claim is true. Just saying. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Brenton Tarrant is facing murder charges in the deaths of 50 people gunned down in mass shootings at two New Zealand mosques. He stood silently in court. Tarrant was arrested 36 minutes after the shootings in a car which police say was carrying improvised explosive devices. Police Commissioner Mike Bush.
At this moment, only one person has been charged in relation to these attacks. I will not be saying anything conclusive until we are absolutely convinced as to how many people were involved.
President Trump has vetoed a resolution to overturn his emergency declaration on the border with Mexico.
Congress has the freedom to pass this resolution, and I have the duty to veto it, and I'm very proud to veto it.
His declaration now faces override votes and a series of lawsuits. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you. Go to discord.lrn.fm. Coming up in about, looks like about 3 months from now, June 13th through the 18th, it's going to be ForkFest 2019. Great excuse to come up to New Hampshire and check out, you know, the lay of the land here. You're going to see the beautiful White Mountains, Rogers Campground. It's an absolutely incredible view. Great place to be and spend 5 days with people that care about freedom. Those are the kinds of folks who attend ForkFest. Liberty-minded folks, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, libertarians. They'll be there June 13th through the 18th. ForkFest is not like other camping festivals in that there's no organizer for ForkFest. There's no
speakers list.
Board of directors. Well, there's no official speakers list. Mark, if you wanted to put a speaker series on, you could make a list of speakers and have a microphone and a podium or something like that and a tent and chairs if you wanted to. I don't know if you want to. Some people could, you know, throw a musical event. I know that the guys from AnyPay.Global are going to be doing a rave tent every single night this year. They've committed to that. Then also Jay Noon is going to be doing Man Camp, which will be classes that I guess he'll be offering and have different teachers for different topics.
People showing people how to weld. And,
to do manly things.
Yeah,
right?
Do all kinds of stuff.
So those are a couple of the things that have been announced so far. And again, all of this is being done on a decentralized basis. So if there's something that you think should happen, then you ought to make it happen at ForkFest 2019. Now, of course, it happens the 5 days in advance of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is an organized festival with a ticket price and organizers and, you know, a speakers list and all that. And that's a fine festival as well. So you can come up and go to both of them if you like. But again, ForkFest is June 13th through the 18th. Go to ForkFest.party. You can learn more about the event there and connect to the unofficial Telegram chat, the unofficial ForkFest forum, because everything is unofficial with ForkFest. It's ForkFest.party. We will be there, by the way, broadcasting Free Talk Live from the event.
Yeah, it'll be a great time. ForkFest.party.
That's right.
If you want to go see it. So we've had a few calls. I didn't actually expect them tonight. I guess I wasn't thinking. I don't know why I didn't think it. You know, somebody goes in and shoots up a couple of mosques, and you're not going to
get
people who are, you know, scared of Muslims calling in. I just didn't think about it.
Mm-hmm. But here they are.
Yeah, and I'm not here to lambast anybody or anything like that. I understand how you feel. I understand your culture. I understand your religion. Those are the ones I'm most familiar with. But I'm going to posit a conspiracy theory. Here's my conspiracy theory. There's a group of people that have taken over control of this government and, frankly, have control over governments around the world. And those people want you scared of people from other countries. And what they do is they blow up the fears. They amplify the fears that you have surrounding different people and different cultures and things like that. Are there and they do this in other countries too? People who are on the mirror side of this in other countries. Now, some of them are preacher men, some of them are politicians, but they're all people with power. And as a result, we have what we have. If the Muslim world had come into Europe and taken a ruler and a compass and drawn a bunch of lines all over the place, there'd be all kinds of internal strife in Europe as a result. But the borders in Europe are a little more organic than that. Not much more, and there were problems relatively recently in Europe. But you know, I mean, I can see why with the fall of the Ottoman Empire that was taken down by, World War One and the goals of European countries that kind of got brought into it because of their relationship with Germany. I can see why there's this upheaval that continues to go on as the Western world continues to tell the Islamic world how it's going to live and all that stuff.
I'm not insulting. To tell somebody how to live.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you can live how you want in your little plot of land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to come over here, you got to live a certain way. And there's a solution, by the way. Everybody wants to point to Europe. Everybody wants to point to France. Everybody wants to point to Sweden and all
these so-called no-go zones?
These no-go zones or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Here's why this works. It's welfare. If you didn't have welfare, then Abdul wouldn't be able to bring his wife and keep her huddled up in some Section 8 housing where she doesn't get around to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
Once Abdullah gets out there and she starts meeting the other ladies, suddenly she's like, I like blue jeans. I like freedom. I like these things that are better. And you're not going to keep me in this house anymore, all wrapped up and tight anymore, Abdul. I'm sick of it. And then he has to listen to it until he finally gives her a little more freedom. And that's how this stuff works. If she got to go out and get a job, because they're not getting a check.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you're going to see her introduced to Western values much more quickly.
That's a good point.
I think that Europe is being torn apart by the welfare state, not by the introduction of Muslims.
Oh, absolutely. The Yellow Jackets are back out, by the way. I don't know if you saw that headline today. They're protesting again in France. For those that aren't familiar, that's something that was going on in December, I think, in January, that was pretty strong every single weekend. They were out there protesting, and apparently the protests this weekend have turned violent yet again. Some sort of an ultimatum that they're giving, and of course they want more welfare. That's what it's about.
That's what it's always
about. They demand it. Once they start getting it, they get a taste for it. And then they believe that, you know, it's the entitlement mentality, right? They believe that they're entitled to it. If you try to take it from them, they get real mad, and they want more.
Yeah. Well, see what happens when you, you have a domesticated cat that you feed every day and then stop feeding it.
We go to Jacob. He's listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hi, guys. I want to thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
And I thank you for your fresh libertarian perspective.
What were you calling about, though?
You know, you guys are talking about the New Zealand shooting.
Yeah.
It's sad to hear about. And all I can say is fear. I mean, hate breeds hate, you know.
Sure does.
And one of the, something else I'd like to talk about, Trump's
Before you do that, though, I'd like to say this to the point of hate breeding hate. Somebody has to stop the cycle of violence. Somebody has to stop the cycle of hatred and turn towards forgiveness. And I understand how hard that must be. In circumstances like this, but as long as people, as long as this cycle continues, everybody's going to lose.
But people do do that, Ian. That's collectivist thinking you're talking about there.
I'm talking about every individual. Well, you needs said to
somebody,
do those
and
yeah, like everybody.
Eight billion people on the planet need to do this, and anytime you have a plan that
they
includes
won't.
Everybody,
I understand that.
Right.
I understand that that's not going to happen. That doesn't mean that I shouldn't talk about what people ought to do.
You ought to abandon fear and the consequent hate, because hate comes from fear.
Mm-hmm.
You should abandon fear for your own good, not for the good of the world.
But it will manifest outward into the world.
Yes, it absolutely will, but do it for yourself.
Yes.
Because living in fear, you're never going to find a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
Not one without that doesn't work for the government, at least.
Yeah, they're easy to find.
Yeah, they're easy to find. You're not going to find a terrorist. And that, you know, worrying about them, forget about it.
Yeah, go ahead, Jacob.
Also, I wanted to talk about Trump's emergency declaration on the wall. And, you know, the Senate trying to, you know, kind of override or block it this week.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to hear you guys' thoughts on that and how, you know, if this was someone else in the White House, you know, what's stopping them from saying, oh, we have another shooting. You know, this isn't a national emergency. Time to seize all guns. Oh, no, global warming. Time to seize all cars. You know, what is stopping them from kind of going in that direction? Do you think the national emergency will...
Well, there actually is a proposal to seize all cars, isn't there?
Yeah,
the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal. Hang on, Jacob. We can talk about it further if you want to. We can come back here with that discussion. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Well, there is that pesky constitution that kind of gets in the way of seizing all guns in most places, at least here in the United States. That's not to say that there aren't cities like Chicago and elsewhere that have severely restricted those freedoms. More coming up here, though. You're welcome to comment. 855-450-FREE. Join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free and take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, thanks to John T. Suter, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. He's somebody who gives $5 a month to Free Talk Live and the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You send in that $5 a month via PayPal or credit card or even Bitcoin BTC, and we will use that money to promote Free Talk Live, to get on new radio stations. We've got 194 great AM and FM radio stations across the United States and beyond, all the way out to Guam. We've got various different internet and satellite methods of people receiving and hearing this show and the ideas of peace and liberty and freedom that we talk about in cryptocurrencies pretty often here on the radio. So if you want us to do more of that, if you want us to do, because we already do 7 days a week, but if you want us to get on more radio stations, you want to help us with that, please join the AMP program like John Suter has done. You can do it for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com, and we certainly appreciate it, and you'll get some cool perks and some benefits for doing so. So please, amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. And we've been having some email troubles, by the way, over the last couple of weeks. So if you joined and you didn't get an email confirming that, feel free to reach out to me. Let me know. Everything should be fine, but you may have just missed an email if you've joined within the last couple of weeks. I apologize for any inconvenience that may have caused you. So once again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Jacob listening to WIBC. Jacob, you'd called about, you know, why is it that the government doesn't, I don't want to put words in your mouth, so please correct me if I'm wrong on this, but just to recap, why is the government not yet proposing to seize all guns in the United States or to seize cars from people because of, you know, environmental pollution or guns for shooting people or whatever? Is that kind of what was your question was?
No, I'm sorry. I just wanted to hear your guys' thoughts and opinions on Trump's emergency declaration, whether it was a good idea or bad. My personal spin, I do not think it was a great idea. I'm just kind of concerned about what one of these, you know, communist Democrats would do if they're elected, if they would, you know, use a national emergency to take all guns or seize all cars, seize houses, you know, where they would draw the line or, you know, not at all.
I see what you're saying.
Also, Trump's agreement or lack lack of agreement with China on free trade. You know, I think they extended the deadline on the tariffs.
On that we're raising the tariffs again, yes.
It's just kind of interesting to me how kind of coverage of that has kind of gone away.
The Trump tariffs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, the media is like a kid with ADHD, right? He's it's always looking for the new exciting story. So let me talk about the emergency declaration.
Yeah.
I have heard legal explanations of the emergency declaration, and I guess if you believe that lawyers are, I'm from the South, so we call them liars down from there. Liars are people that should be listened to. Well. Okay, the White House liars made a pretty good explanation in my mind as to what is legal or you know whatever based on and why we don't have to worry about the Democrats doing it in the future when they get in. Whatever. My statement would be building a wall is a bad idea. They're talking about $5 billion for building a wall, and that may very well be true. Putting up a fence isn't that expensive, but if you put up a fence, somebody's going to put a hole in it if you don't have guards on that fence all the time. Look, I'm not talking about philosophical stuff. I have real problems with walls philosophically. I'm talking about practicality. I worked at a prison for a time period, and it isn't the fence. It isn't the wall that keeps the convicts in. It's the guys on the other side with a gun that keeps the convicts in. Mm-hmm. They've got bolt cutters in Mexico. They have angle grinders mm-hmm. in Mexico. They have TNT in Mexico. Okay? So, you put some, you know, put up a little bit of, you know, video surveillance equipment on this wall. Big, fat, hairy deal. Now you've doubled the price. You know, you have to have somebody who can respond there within 10 minutes. Otherwise, these coyotes are just going to continue doing what they're doing. They'll you know, cut a hole in the fence. They'll blow a hole in the fence. They'll do whatever they do to the fence, and they'll get everybody through in 10 minutes. And then these officers that are responding an hour later, because it's hard to get through the desert in a truck. You know, they're not going to be able to find anybody. It's not going to change anything. A wall is a depreciating asset, and it's going to be destroyed very quickly. I think it's a bad idea, and I'm not interested in paying for it. If you're interested in paying for it, by God, let's run a GoFundMe so you can go ahead and pay for it.
So my opinion on the concept of a national emergency is it shouldn't exist. If you're going to have a government, a state, which, of course, I'm against the idea of a coercive state at all, but as long as one exists, the entire concept of emergency in the world of legal land is basically a complete loophole that you can drive a Mack truck through as far as, let's just throw the rules out. It's an emergency. Yeah, the Constitution, it means something to you, but you know what? It's an emergency, so forget about it.
And somebody's always going to call the emergency an emergency. I mean, even if the
public... Or a non-emergency.
Emergency. Well, whatever.
Yeah. Something they want politically is now an emergency.
Right. When you give a politician, or as Americans tend to think of them, liars and thieves, mm-hmm. the opportunity to say, well, here's a little blank check that you can write out whenever you feel like it. They're going to do that, people.
They sure are. And it wasn't just Trump. National emergencies have been declared.
Abraham Lincoln suspended habeas corpus.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln incarcerated newspaper men.
Yeah, sick.
The press.
Not a hero, not a good guy.
There's always something. There's always some reason to suspend the rule of law.
Sure.
There's always some reason
the law of necessity
to set aside morality.
Yeah.
And believe me, you do not want to give that power to politicians. You may like this politician. I kind of do, less so this week than I did a few weeks ago, but whatever. You know, whatever. I don't care. I don't want to argue about which one of these liars and thieves is a better liar and thief, because that's a boring... We'll be doing that for 2 years, starting really soon. I like my liar and thief better. Yeah. No, my liar and thief is better. It's going to be boring, people, but just get prepared. That's what talk radio does.
Yeah, we won't do a whole lot of it here, I'll tell you that, because I find that crap, like you said, I find it to be absolutely intolerable.
Right.
You know, these idiots out there trying to tell everybody how to live their lives, and people get so obsessed over it.
And they'll use whatever trick in the book. You like Bernie Sanders and not Elizabeth Warren? Mm-hmm. You must be a misogynist.
Let's go to Jimmy listening to WGOW FM or maybe AM in Chattanooga.
Hey,
Jimmy.
Great show. Hey.
Thanks, dude. Go ahead.
I was going to comment on the New Zealand incident. I wanted to mention that it looks like we've got a failed government. Our governmental model is looks like it's failed now.
Which one?
But on the U.S. Republic, the government we were running our republic is pretty well, pretty much failed, it looks like. But besides
so would
that,
you agree then if the government has failed that we should abandon the concept of the United States and just go with, you know, 50 different states, let every state kind of do its own thing like, it, you know, once upon a time?
Well, no. I am not a Democrat. No, I'm not a Democrat.
What's that have to do with being a Democrat?
Well, I mean, I guess that's what they, you know, certainly propose. So I guess
No, definitely not. I mean,
no, the Democrats want this, the United States federal government to control your life pretty thoroughly.
Yeah,
they're not going to use your state government to go after your gun rights.
I went down to a government. Well, I mean, they would if they could. But I went down to a Democrat rally here in Keene after Trump got elected and talked to them about secession. And there was a bunch of them who were in favor of, you know, not in favor of secession. They want to take back over the U.S. government and wield it to their benefit.
Yeah,
so
they,
I'm asking you if you support forgetting about the United States, abolish the U.S. and let the Democrats have California. What do you care?
Yeah, well, you know, they're pushing for a one party government, so that's quite a change.
But that's not what I'm talking about. Did you understand what I asked you about? I asked you. You said you think it's a failure. Okay, so I agree with you. The government is a failure. It fails at everything that they try to do, and it certainly has not succeeded at protecting people's rights. Right, it has not succeeded at protecting people's rights, which is the ostensible reason for the republic, right?
That's not my issue. It's just not working the way it was designed or set up to.
But doesn't that mean you should give up if it's not working right and there might be a better way of doing things, which is to say to decentralize the government and have more choices?
I'm not for a hard reset. I mean, it looks like they're
what kind of Southerner are you?
The media.
Aren't you from Tennessee?
No, I'm from Boston, Tennessee.
Oh, Boston?
Between
all
the above.
That's ridiculous. That does explain it.
I was going to ask you about the New Zealand mosque shooting.
Stand by. We'll let you get to that. Coming up here, Jimmy. Jimmy from Boston, now in Tennessee. Yankee.
Look, I don't know why you go that way. Look, I mean,
he's trying to keep the union together.
Well,
more coming up here in a moment. The government has failed.
He's
with
right
Jimmy,
that.
The unionist. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.